はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう。
おはよう。
よしです。
じゅんです。
Peter here. As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Alright, today is the first time to have Jun-san and Yoshi-san joining us for an episode. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
よろしく。
Jun-san, 今日元気ですか？
今日は本当に元気です。Yoshi-san は？
みんなよりもっと元気です。Peter さんは元気ですか？
私はヨシさんより元気ですよ。Very nice, Yoshi-san. Reinforcing this week's point. Yes, again today we're talking about comparatives. Comparatives and more comparatives. Yes, we can ask a good-looking question. So, Yoshi-san, how can we ask who's the best-looking out of us three?
三人の中で一番かっこいいのは誰ですか？
It's a good question. Jun-san, 答えお願いします。
一番かっこいいのはジュンです。
ヨシさん、お願いします。答えお願いします。
一番かっこいいのはヨシです。ピーターさんはどう思いますか？
Well, Jun thinks he's the best looking. Yoshi thinks he's the best looking. I think it's a tie between the both of you. Because you're both good looking. All right. Now, before we get into today's lesson, we just want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, quizzes in the Learning Center, more information in the PDFs. Stop by the forum, see what's going on there. Stop by, leave us a post. You can find out a lot more at our site. Okay, today's lesson, here we go.
はい、皆さん、今日は地理の問題です。東京の一番高いビルは何ですか？
新宿にある東京都庁です。
いいえ、違います。東京タワーの方が高いです。
しかし
フランスのエッフェル塔より9メートルも高いです。
しかし
さらにエッフェル塔より軽いです。
しかし東京タワーはビルではありません。東京タワーは建物ですよ。
鋭いですね。先生は君たちを試したんだ。これで授業を終わります。
でもまだ30分ありますよ。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
はい、皆さん、今日は地理の問題です。東京の一番高いビルは何ですか？
新宿にある東京都庁です。
いいえ、違います。東京タワーの方が高いです。
しかし
フランスのエッフェル塔より9メートルも高いです。
しかし、
さらにエッフェル塔より軽いです。
しかし、東京タワーはビルではありません。東京タワーは建物です。
鋭いですね。先生は君たちを試したんだ。はっはっはっ。これで授業を終わります。
でもまだ30分ありますよ。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
はい、皆さん、今日は地理の問題です。
OK class, today's geography question.
東京の一番高いビルは何ですか？
What's the tallest building in Tokyo?
新宿にある東京都庁です。
新宿's Tokyo Metropolitan Government Building.
いいえ、違います。
No, you're wrong.
東京タワーの方が高いです。
Tokyo Tower is taller.
しかし、
フランスのエッフェル塔より9メートルも高いです。
But...It is 9 meters taller than France's Eiffel Tower.
しかし、
さらにエッフェル塔より軽いです。
But, furthermore, it is lighter than the Eiffel Tower.
しかし、東京タワーは ビルではありません。
But Tokyo Tower is not a building.
え?
Huh?
Tokyo Tower は建物ですよ。
Tokyo Tower is a structure.
鋭いですね。
You're sharp, aren't you?
先生は君たちを試したんだ。
I was just testing you.
これで授業を終わります。
Okay, class dismissed.
でもまだ30分ありますよ。
But there's still 30 minutes left. Okay, back with vocab again. And well, it pretty much looks like we're going to have to start doing introductions for vocab too because the vocab members change daily too.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
And Yoshi-san is here with us.
よろしくお願いします。
Yes, it's musical chairs for the vocab sessions. It adds a little bit of spontaneity to it. Okay, first word.
地理
Geography.
地理地理
And this word is made up of two characters. And the first character is?
地
Land. And the second character is?
理
And this is logic. So logic of land, geography. Wow, it's been a while since I've done geography. But... through JapanesePod101.com. This week, my geographic knowledge of Japan has increased tenfold. Very, very interesting. Anybody out there? Hello, guys.
Hello.
Okay, next.
Biru.
Building.
Biru. Biru.
Now, don't confuse this with another word, which is, Yoshi-san?
Biru.
Beer. Break it down.
Biru. Biru.
Now, building has short vowel, while beer has the long vowel. Very easy to confuse, right, Natsuko-san?
Yes. Watch out the context.
Okay, yes. No one's going to order a building, but yes. It's nice to know.
Yes.
But I guess it could be confused, like, if someone's... Okay, anyway, next word.
Tokyo Tocho.
Tokyo Metropolitan Government Building.
Tokyo Tocho.
Now this actually has a proper name. What's the proper name?
Tokyo Tocho Sha.
But it is well known and commonly accepted that if you say to someone the first way that Natsuko-san gave us, which was
Tokyo Tocho.
This is the well-known name for this building.
Or maybe just Tocho.
Yes. Again, abbreviations. Chop it down, chop it down, chop it down. Now, this is the biggest building in Tokyo, and they also have a free observation deck. Have you been there, Natsuko-san?
Yes, I think I went there once.
I believe it's the 61st floor, correct?
I'm not sure.
Me either. Yoshi-san?
I haven't been there.
We should go together. I'll bring my wife. We'll tell her we paid a lot of money. But yeah, it's free. So, highly recommended for dates.
Could you tell her to bring her friend? Please?
All right, way off track here. But yes, this building, and I heard you can see Mount Fuji, Fuji-san, from this place.
Yes, when you're lucky and the sky is clear.
Yeah, so clear sky. So if it's on a clear day, you're in
Shinjuku.
You can stop by and check out this building. Okay, Yoshi-san, what's today's grammar point?
No. Hoga.
Now, this grammatical structure can have two meanings. One is for recommending someone to do something, but we're not focusing on that here. What we're focusing on is actually...
何々方が何々より
And this is used as a comparative. Now, when we have nouns, what do we add in front of 方が We have noun...
の方が
Now, what did we have in the dialogue?
東京タワーの方が高いです。
We left out
エッフェル塔より
Often when you're talking, you can drop this last part out because it's known. It's known what you're comparing it to. And this is one of the key points about using this expression
の方がなんなんより
When using this construction, the topic should be generally known. To just come out and say something using this construction sounds a bit strange.Once the topic's known, for example, in the dialogue, it's known we're talking about the Eiffel Tower and Tokyo Tower. So therefore, we use this construction, hoga. Yesterday and the day before, we used e wa bi yori. Once the general topic's known, we can use ho ga, but if the topic is not known, one should stick to using wa yori until the topic is established and then the switch is apparent. Again, also, when using ho ga, be yori usually can be left out and the sentence gets shortened. Okay, let's try an example.
Peter-san, 身長は何センチですか
?185センチです。
じゃあ、ピーターさんの方が私より背が高いですね。
そうですね。Yoshi, can you read that conversation back one more time?
ピーターさん、身長は何センチですか
?Peter, how many centimeters tall are you?
185センチです。
185 centimeters.
じゃあ、ピーターさんの方が私より背が高いですね。
Peter is taller than me. And the last sentence can also be said as
ピーターさんの方が背が高いですね。
Peter is taller. Again, this expression is used when comparing two things. For more on this grammar construction plus other supplemental material, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, in the Learning Center, we have questions to reinforce what you learn here. Stop by, say hi, and leave us a post.
またね。
See you tomorrow.